Hello, this is Dane Wigington, host for the weekly Global Alert News Hour from GeoengineeringWatch.org. I'm grateful and honored to now be a part of the PRN Radio Network lineup. Every Saturday at 2 p.m. on the Global Alert News Hour, I'll cover the most dire frontline issues and stories which pose the greatest and most immediate threat to us all and to the biosphere on which we depend to support the web of life. I'll stitch these stories together to form a coherent picture of what's unfolding and why, and what each of us can do to help alter the human race's current course of genocide and ecocide. Join me on the show every Saturday at 2 p.m. for a crystal clear look at the ominous horizon that lies before us.
Hey, it's Paul Cavalcante, host of The Vinyl Experience, bringing you a new spin on a classic technology that just keeps getting bigger. Vinyl records are in, and The Vinyl Experience is the original radio show that tells their backstory, one revolution at a time. Join me Fridays at 5 p.m. Eastern on PRN.FM and anytime in the archives.
Crackle, crackle. Pop, pop.
The Vinyl Experience on PRN.FM.
Progressive Radio Network, the number one network for those who care about the truth.
Welcome to Energy Stew. This is Peter Roth, your host. And we live in crazy times. Things are so chaotic right now. How can we understand holism? It feels like holism is being challenged greatly in the world around us. And so are we focused on our own holism? Are we living as holistic as possible that we can in this crazy world around us? And I think it's really important for us to be more and more responsible for our own wholeness on every level, and watch the world from your own inside, watch the outside going nuts, but knowing that inside is infinite, that your inside is whole and safe and wonderful. And so how can we do that better? How can we keep on assuring that we're living wonderfully? And so I've asked a guest to be on the show who's an old friend of mine who really lives very holistically and represents a way for us all to live holistically. He's an amazing guy to get to know because he lives on all levels of holism, and I think we all try to. You know, or how complete are we? Are you getting your exercise? Are you eating right? Are you drinking right? Are you thinking right? What are you doing? What aren't you doing? So we're going to talk to Roland Thomas, and he is going to help us learn about how we can do a little bit better job. He's always helping me, giving me suggestions, and he's a great role model since he's a lot older than I am. Roland, welcome.
Well, thank you, Peter, and that's a lofty topic. You're expanding my specialty to the whole entire affair.
Well, you represent that.
I do. But I do tend to, as you know, my focus, my business is really promoting a whole food, natural, organic, which represent holism as opposed to reductionism or reductionist. But in my lifestyle is I try to adopt a similar principle in everything I do.
That's what I mean.
And it's an evolution, and there's no perfection, by the way. Perfection will break. So I do commit many mistakes, but it's about falling back on your feet. It's about continuously learning, and evolving into holism is a passion. Once you get, I should speak a little.
No, longer. I'm giving Roland these signals.
Hints, yeah, and we're on a sitting in front of microphones here.
Right.
Anyhow, so that's what we're going to talk about then. Fine.
Right, because you're still a very active runner, and you're training for a marathon. The Montreal Marathon, is that it?
I haven't committed yet. My daughter invited me to do the Montreal Marathon, and I'm 68, or I'll be 68, and it takes a lot of time from home, from your dog, from your family, from your wife, from your business. And I've done many marathons, and the bug is gone. In other words, I can do it. I could do it. So I'm thinking half. And it's, for me, it's to be with my daughter, but it also, it's a discipline that helps me remaining fit. So I put a goal there. I pick a marathon or a half somewhere, and I end up having to, such as this morning, I did my half-hour treadmill run. Mm-hmm. Because it's I have a goal to achieve,
right, and we all need those goals outside of our normal lives, although that should be part of our normal life, is to get our exercise in and to have our normal healthy diets and eat right for our own needs, each person as holistically as we can. And you represent the work that you're doing, because you're offering to the world the opportunity to eat food that is super nutritionally powerful. And I've known you for many years, and I've been taking your holistic
food
product, food, every day. And I think it's helped me tremendously. And but it represents a lifestyle. And, you know, you're not out there selling things that don't change people's lives. And I think we all have to really look at that in our own lives. How are we contributing to the world? Because that's also a part of living holistically, is to share and to help others find their way.
Well, if we are put in a position to contribute to this to a greater level than simply with your families and children, it's wonderful. I became passionate when I came across this Russian scientist that introduced me to this superfood, super mega food. And what I truly adopted and learned when I met him was the fact that certain foods are better than other. The fact that food is not about medicine. Let thy food be thy medicine became a no-no for me. It's now let thy food be thy fuel, with which our cells derive energy from. And in that realm, there are food that are inefficient, and there are food that are efficient, on the growth scale of 1 to 10. But then this food that I was introduced to is in a different league. It's a micro food. They're microalgae. And we're talking about efficiency factor in the thousands as compared to regular table food that we see every day. And there's rationality behind that, which if you would like, if you're interested, we could get into it. But that's what I discovered, that there are ways. So you can select certain food that will cause that energy while not cause burden. Most food cause burden. As you consume a meal, you get energy from it, of course, but then you get digestion. It's very tiring and demanding for our digestion and our energy in our body to consume a large meal, particularly as we become older, our life force diminishes, or if we are already are suffering from chronic debilitating deficiencies or disease of sorts.
It's interesting that lately I've had that feeling when I look at food that I'm about to put in my mouth. I think, is this food going to create work? Am I going to have to work harder when I put this food in my mouth? And it's so I really love to be eating food that I feel is efficient for my system to handle.
That is something I discovered through, not just through this particular superfood, but through my own evolution, through my own aging. When I found myself at 48, 49, 50 years old, already fatigued after a meal, potato couch after dinner, after a glass of wine. Unlike when I was 18, I could go all night, right, and wake up with a headache and say, I won't do it again, and I would do it again. And now I'm 68, and if I make the mistake of overeating, which happens on a Friday night once in a while with friends, I know right away what I'm doing as I am eating that meal, and I know I'm going to pay a price because my body is not as efficient energy-wise as when I was younger. And that's a process. It's a hormonal changes. It's about manifesting energy. So anyhow, eating is one of multi-pronged things to consider when we're talking about longevity, about holism. So remaining fit, remaining slim, I highly recommend to shed the weight. It literally is the number two preventable cause of the six killers in America.
Well, a great anti-aging strategy is known as intermittent fasting.
Correct, which, you know, it's all about keeping your energy in sort of a frequency where when you eat too much or if you're overweight, that frequency is dislodged.
Or so if you're giving your body too much food over too long a period of time, it's busy digesting all the time. So intermittent fasting actually not only allows that system to rest, but when your body's seeking nutrients, it goes for what's stored, and it's more efficient that way, and we burn fat better that way.
Correct. I mean, there's a science to fasting, and it's not from today, right? Intermittent fasting is a term that has come out lately, but our ancestors, if we go to Christianity or the Jews, everyone used to fast as an art, as a science, from a long time. As a matter of fact, we as a prehistoric human would probably fast quite a bit. We'd be days without food. And you get very healthy.
Your body gets used to it, and it learns how to draw nutrients from your body.
I read some books by Arnold Arod, I think is his name, a long time ago, about rational fasting. And this fellow had opened a spa in Europe in the early 1900s. But he shared his own healing experience from fasting. And he shared that once he learned to fast as much as a month, which he doesn't recommend, what he teaches is rational fasting, which is much shorter fast or building up to knowing how to fast. But he shared that himself in his own experience became so energized that he would be able to run for a day at a time during his longer fast. And I had lived that myself when I had done once a 6 months fast on a part of a watermelon, various melon, as well as a chapati, which is a kind of an Indian flatbread. I was on that and yogi tea, which is very delicious. And I had my reason for this fast. But as part of my fast, my discipline, I began running. I would run 5 miles a day. And the first few days, or few weeks maybe, I didn't have that energy. But after a few weeks into the fast, I started to fly. Uh-huh. Running became a breeze. I was looking forward to each day, to my run. So there's lots to fasting.
Yeah, and I've tried it myself. I once did a 4-day fast just on water, and it really knocked me out. But several days after that, I felt incredibly good.
I did a lot of fasts, different fasts. I did 15 days on bananas, which is a wonderful. I highly recommend it. You can eat as many as you want, and I'd be surprised if you eat more than five. It's really filling. I did 30 days on watermelon, papaya, and honey melon. And then it was 3 days each going down. And then 3 days of water with a lemon. And then you'd come back 3 days of water lemon, 3 days of papaya honey, and then the watermelon.
That's fascinating.
That's a wonderful, it's a water fast. There's lots of waters in those food. And you'd be surprised how you don't lose energy at all. There's sugar in there, of course, but it's not like eating white sugar. It's a good distribution of it. So it's a cleansing fast. It's very good for kidneys. And don't consider it medicine. I consider it as a giving a break to your body. And when your body has a chance to clean house during a fast, for example, it will detoxify. It will clean some of the plaque that's building up, some of the extra fat. That's kind of the purpose of a fast, really. It's about energy management.
But now I was just thinking how wonderful it is to work with algae and what we know about algae now. Because most people have heard about spirulina or chlorella, and you can find so many stores carrying it and companies selling it. And, you know, you take it for granted. Well, that's it. It's all you need to know. And there's so much more to it that you're involved with Dr. Michael Kiriak, who is a Russian scientist who actually researched all the algae and understood what makes them work and why and how to get better algae. And that's really, algae is perhaps one of the great futures of our planet in terms of food availability and practicality because it offers so many nutrients. But also algae has many different uses. And on your website recently, you've been having articles about so many different ways that algae is going to be used in the world.
Algae is really a future and salvation of many of the errors we make, pollution error and so forth. Algae have been around since the beginning of time. We now understand that there may be as many as over 1 million. Like just 20 years ago when I met Dr. Kiriak, we were talking about 60,000 algae on Earth. We have now come to understand that there's a million.
That's crazy.
To be identified.
Right.
Of course, there are macroalgae, there are sea vegetables that are not truly what we're talking about. We're talking about, in terms of nutritional, even though kelp and other algae are nutritional, we're talking about the microscopic category, which the spirulina, the chlorella, and many other, Dunaliella are. These, as compared to macro food or macroalgae, are, fiberless. There's no waste. They're pure nutrients. The spirulina, for example, has a cell membrane, a lipid cell membrane, which is also nutritional. It's very good for us. But within a small invisible grain, we now understand that there's more than 15,000 compounds that have been identified.
Nutritional compounds.
Yeah, molecules. And the gross majority are amino acids, followed by minerals, trace elements. All known trace elements can be found in certain algae and in the blend of algae that we're talking about. We put four algae together, some of the best on Earth, together to get more breadth, more nutritional density, as well as to balance, because one single algae, say spirulina, is a wonderful nutritional, but it's lacking vitamin C, for example, which is a critical component in human assimilation.
And so other algae has vitamin C.
Correct. And it's also lacking the red pigment. It's got a lot of chlorophyll, which is the shepherd of light. We know that chlorophyll and photosynthesis is critical. But we now know that all of the carotenoid are antenna pigments. As much as chlorophyll serve energy transfer. So the lutein, which is quite known, lycopene, alpha-carotene, beta-carotene, are all known to cross the blood-brain barrier or the blood-iris barrier because of their shape, their molecular shape. Not only do they participate in capturing the sunlight energy and producing food, which is plant food, but also when the first consumer consumed these food rich in chlorophyll and these carotenoids, then the energy of that food is facilitated, is transferred more efficiently. Furthermore, crossing the blood-brain barrier, which not all food do that elegantly, if you wish. But furthermore, these types of nutrients, chlorophyll and the carotenoids, are kept. They're not eliminated right after consumption. If there are too many for the body to utilize right now, they serve the purpose for your regular food consumption. So they will facilitate energy transfer of your next meal as well. And that's the discovery that Dr. Kiriak made gradually through 15 years of research with so many species of algae. He was able to work with, as you know, upwards of 1 million animal when you look at the various large trials that he was able to conduct. And he discovered that certain blends were more efficient than others. And frankly, to this day, we think that at this stage, it's perfect food.
Right. He's been at it long enough to have found the right algae to blend together. And he grows them. It's in Siberia, right?
Correct. He grows them in a location that is pollution-free using thermal spring, which are pumped from 2,000 feet, which stem from 2,000 feet below the peninsula, volcanic peninsula. These thermal spring water are rich in trace element, the foundation of plant life. And so there's no pollution. There's tremendous nutritional pore without need of any fertilization, and they're grown in a photobioreactor protected facility so that there's no airborne pollutants nor lake or ocean type pollution, fish excrements and so forth.
And so much of the chlorella and spirulina out there are from waters that are tainted.
I would say 90% are grown in open lagoon, which used to be a lot cleaner than No-Way Days. No-Way Days, we know that we have mercury coming from in the clouds from China. We have Fukushima, some particles in our atmosphere that are making it to the East Coast. There are 65,000 known new pollutants in our atmosphere. I read a book, and I recommend it if you want to be non-naive, called Green Intelligence by a professor that teaches about the pollution in America. Boy, does it open your eyes. And it's extraordinary that we can live amid so much pollutants, that it speaks to human resilience. So I encourage people to stay fit, stay slim particularly, and in good frequency so you can live amidst pollution. And
right.
Survive and thrive.
And the nutrition that you're putting into your body actually protects you against those pollutants.
Of course. Well, energy protects you, right? So in other words, if you eat good energy food, which mostly is the plant food, is the best.
But energy is also information. And so the food has information that knows how to work with with information that isn't good for us.
Well, I that's another domain, and we could speak about that. But I encourage you to read a book called Whole, Whole, by T. Colin Campbell. And T. Colin Campbell wrote the China Study, which is a brick of a study. And there's controversy about what he shares, but there's a lot of truth. But he wrote a new book, his next second book, which is really his own personal evolution. It's called Whole. And it really dwells and explains this concept of eating whole food, and particularly plant-based. That's his recommendation. The difference, and that's where he shares the difference between reductionist, which would be, say, a separate vitamin from the store, from a supplement bottle, versus a whole eating an apple, which are incomparable. It's like, I would say it's like a hockey team where if you want to eat vitamin C in a bottle, it's like a hockey team made up of only goalers. You're not going to score a lot of goals. So food is about synergy. It's about balance. It's about teamwork. But the hockey team or the football team doesn't render it justice.
They need the whole team.
Think, when you eat an apple, you eat... If you look at the list of nutrients in an apple, it's upwards of 1,000. It's not vitamin C. It's upward of 1,000. You're not eating an apple for vitamin C, nor for mineral X. You're eating an apple for, what do we get out of an apple?
So many qualities.
That I could say energy.
It's uncountable, so many qualities.
Let me give you another example, which I like a lot. We have the old pocket watch from our grandfather, which I used to open the back to see all the mechanism, complex, beautiful mechanism, tick-tock, tick-tock. Well, if you were to pull apart one of those gears and replicate it and have a handful of that gear, would you still get the time?
It's not a watch.
So the watch gives you time, but the gears won't give you that time.
Right.
So the apple gives you life.
Yeah, but I think
the
we
vitamin
can
C.
Right. I think we understand that everything is synergistic, and the more that we can live synergistically, the better. And so we want to choose a synergistic lifestyle, including the foods that we eat, variety, and unless we're doing special fasts, and add as much nutritional whole factors as we can. And that's why I'm so glad every day I have my algae, and also knowing what is behind the algae is very satisfying to me.
I was when I was coming into this studio, I was thinking of Doogie, a boy, an autistic boy that I met 7 years ago, and I've met several more, but when we met his mother at it wasn't at New Life, it was at a Chicago conference. His mother purchased the algae on a Friday afternoon and returned on Sunday morning to come and give us a hug. She had tears of joy in her eyes. Mm. Her son, Doogie, then 5 years old, with one capsule on the Friday night, on a Saturday morning, had buttoned his shirt for the first time on his own without any coaxing and torturing. And played in the park and was more social. One capsule overnight. And to this day, Doogie has been consuming the algae 7 years. And he's in a regular class. He's still an autistic boy, but he has performed way above. So I'm speaking here to the speed of delivery of this food, as well as, in other words, it acts very quickly.
It doesn't take a lot, and it goes far.
Correct.
And so we're closing up the show, and you and I are going to be at the New Life Expo this weekend at the old New Yorker Hotel on 34th and 8th, the New Life Expo. It's Friday, Saturday, Sunday. You're going to have a booth there, and you're giving talks. I'll be giving a talk on Saturday at 4 o'clock. And I encourage people to come to the New Life Expo because there's so much there. They can meet you. They can get a sample.
Yes, absolutely. A free sample.
All weekend. They can keep coming back and learn about this.
I speak at 11 both days, Saturday and Sunday, so you got to get up. I know New York likes to live at night.
And if they're not in New York and or can't make it to the expo, how do they find you?
Bioage.com. That'll do it. www.bioage.com. Or read about it for free at www.awakeningthegeniuswithin.com. You can download the book there or read it online. It explains all of the research by Dr. Kerouac, which started in the 1970s, behind the Iron Curtain at the time. Unbelievable research that was done with no malintention. It was done under a communist time for the good of Russia. It wasn't done for a particular profit of one particular company.
Right.
It was done to save.
It wasn't a capitalist society at that point.
Correct. So that's what impressed me when I saw this research. It's unbiased. There's no placebo involved. It's real research.
That's great. And this is wonderful talking with you about all this. It's very holistic, and I feel good that indulging in this subject matter with you.
Thank you. I know we slipped into the algae, but I like to talk about the overall.
We certainly have. We've had a great show.
Fitness, running,
yes,
meditating. I mean, all of those things.
We'll talk some more another time. So, Roland Thomas, thank you so much for being a guest on Energy Stew.
It was a pleasure.
And this is Peter Roth, your host of Energy Stew at PRN.FM. I can be reached at peter@heartriver.org or 212-222-7748. Maybe I'll get to see you at the expo. And thank you so much for listening.
Progressive Radio Network is now on iTunes. Search for us to listen and download past shows or get them updated automatically. Just type Progressive Radio Network in the search bar and download any